The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's Al DiMeola on guitar. Unbelievable. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. So proud to bring Monica Crowley to the airwaves. Let's go right into it. Former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury, longtime friend. Monica, welcome to the show. So awesome to have you with us. And I want to say happy Wednesday, but a good Wednesday to you. How is that?
Well, I'll take it, Joe. Thank you so much. Always such a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, we appreciate it because I know you, in such a positive way, you explained to us exactly what's going on. I am at the end of my rope this morning, and I as you listen to Monica Crowley and Joe Piscopo, I almost feel like I have to. There, somebody said, "Don't apologize for the way you feel," but I can't. I knew Biden would be bad, Monica. I didn't think it would be an absolute international disaster like this. And then, Monica, what I love about you, humility. You have humility. There is something that is something that's going away in society. Biden lacked any humility last night, trying to tell us that this disaster, the biggest military disaster in our nation's history, was a success. Help me out, please, Monica.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what you're seeing on the world stage, what you're seeing domestically here at home in the United States, this is an epic catastrophe. And while I appreciate your saying I'm generally a positive person, because I am, Joe, yeah, but I've got to tell you what I see happening to the country I love so much and our position in the world, it's literally keeping me awake at night. Like I literally am tossing and turning because I am physically sick by watching this lack of leadership, these catastrophic decisions one after the other. That's affecting every American and is soon going to affect our immediate security and safety. You know, those of us who live and work in the New York City area, you know, we know that's still terror target number one. And we know what happened on 9/11. And here we are 20 years later, and it's going to come right back to our doorstep and probably sooner rather than later, all because we have a quote unquote president who is putting America last. We have swung from America first to America last, specifically on Afghanistan, Joe. This president was handed by President Trump a conditions-based withdrawal. So Trump said, look, we want to withdraw at least most of our troops. Trump had a residual force of about 2,500 troops on the ground in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They were there, and that was a very modest commitment. And that modest commitment, just 2,500 of the best U.S. soldiers, they were able to stabilize the situation. So you didn't have the Taliban on the march. You didn't have Al-Qaeda and ISIS running wild in Afghanistan like you did now. So for a very relatively cheap commitment, we were able to stabilize that part of the world and have intelligence on the ground so we could monitor all of the terrorist activity coming from that pocket of the world. Well, Biden comes in and I guess orange man bad on everything. So he rips that up, doesn't keep that when he's torn apart everything else. So when Biden says, well, I had to keep this, I was committed. No, he wasn't. He committed. He tore up Remain in Mexico. He tore up the border stuff. Yep. He tore everything else. So he wasn't stuck with this. But he went down this road of pulling the military out and leaving and abandoning Bagram Air Base, which is a strategic property or was of the United States. We could have done this withdrawal in a completely different way that did not imperil American civilians and American troops as it did with 13 dead, at least so far. We could have done it in a much more orderly fashion, and he chose not to. So keep this one thing in mind, Joe. everything that you are seeing domestically and foreign policy is a choice. None of this is a mistake. None of it is incompetence. This is a choice being made by this quote unquote president and everybody around him to go down these roads. It is a choice to humiliate the United States. It is a choice to endanger Americans and our Afghan allies. And it is a choice to hand Afghanistan over to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Iran, China, and Russia.
And what's so unsettling, too, is watching these terrorists walking around in complete American military gear right now, as we speak. They're walking around. They've got night vision goggles. They've got the helmets. They've got the camouflage of the United States military. How did we leave it there? Monica, and if it's a concerted effort to leave it there, to leave the weapons there, to weaponize the Taliban, what's the end game? I don't know. I can't get it. That's the one thing I can't get a handle on. But what is the end game? Because it looks like, indeed, Monica Crowley, that this was a concerted effort to botch this up as much as they can.
Well, of course, because, look, Biden has been president for 8 months, going on 9 months. God help us. We're not going to be able to survive another three and a half years. We cannot go on like this. But all of those weapons that you mentioned, about $85 billion from small arms to tanks to Black Hawk and Sikorsky helicopters, you paid for all of that.
That's right.
You paid for it, and it is now in the hands of the enemy. That is basically a death cult and would like to kill every infidel, right? So you just basically paid for the weapons to destroy you. If that's not treason, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
I would like for someone to argue against that because to me it looks like straight up treason.
And that's why there's got to be somebody. I know the Republicans, they don't have much power now, but I know they're calling for the resignation, but absolutely right. He should be tried for treason. That's exactly right. He's putting Americans at stake. Not only that, it should have happened because of what's happening at the southern border of the United States, Monica Crowley. What's happening there? You're going to let illegals in with this virus. They let it strategically placed around the country. That right there, and we're going to be chatting with Chad Wolf in a moment, but that right there is a crime against Americans, not to mention humanity. I am appalled. I'm appalled that the press isn't all over this. As much as they like Joe Biden, they should be all over this. Yes, please.
Well, you know, from a national security angle, we are in a very, very dangerous situation because not only do you have the fall of Afghanistan with terrorists of all stripes running wild, armed to the teeth, but you also, as you mentioned, Joe, have the southern border wide open. And our Border Patrol, DHS, they are catching terrorists already coming over the southern border. So, you know, I think back to 20 years ago, September 11th, we're about to mark that anniversary, right? After 9/11, the whole conversation in this country was hand-wringing over how could this have happened? Where were our intelligence agencies?
Right.
Where was the FBI? Where was our immigration service? Because the hijackers were all on, you know, expired visas and everything. Well, how could this possibly have happened? And we were supposed to fix everything from immigration to visas to you name it, the FBI bringing down the walls between intelligence and law enforcement. We're supposed to fix all of that. Joe, today you can literally see a calamity coming down the track. You can see it. We are inviting it in. We've got refugees that are not being vetted. We've got an open southern border. We've got terrorists armed to the teeth running around the world. You can see it. It's going to happen. And nobody is in a position or desire to stop this now. So we're going to have another, God forbid, another terror attack and the same conversation all over again. We're dead Americans on the ground, and we're going to go, how could this have happened? Joe, I have no tolerance for it. This is why I'm awake at night staring at the ceiling.
Well, this is why we appreciate you jumping on the radio with us, because you give us solace and hope that you understand it. Because sometimes we watch, and I know I speak for many of our great listeners, you watch, you're by yourself maybe with your family, you're watching TV, you're shaking your head, you're like me, you're yelling at the television going, whoa, how could that happen? And yet you think you're the only one. You're not. And I always say to the folks listening, Monica Crowley, and thanks to you giving us comfort, because you are not wrong. The folks listening are not wrong. They saw it coming, and this is my favorite. You know what my favorite quote these days are, Monica, this is my favorite quote. How could you vote for Donald Trump? Well, let me. You want the list now? I mean, because look at what's happening. They would always say, how could you vote for Donald Trump? Hello? Look what's happening. And now, but to your point about the terrorism, Governor Tom Kaine, a personal friend, former governor of the great state of New Jersey, was the head of the 9/11 commission, you know, one of the co-chairs. And I chatted with him, and I said to Governor Kaine, I said, Governor, what did we learn? What did we learn after you broke this down meticulously after September 11th? He said that Congress will not listen. That's exactly, in so many words, he said that. Your point is so well taken. We're walking right back into it. Is there any way, Monica, I'm wondering, and this is just Monica and Joe talking on the radio, can we as citizens, maybe we could bring forth a lawsuit toward the president for crimes against the people? I mean, can we do it as a people? Because I don't think, my hope is not high with anybody in office right now.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, Joe, because I'm not a lawyer. So you should ask your next lawyer guest about that. Look, the people have to express themselves. They do it in a civilized society, in a republic like ours, through the ballot box. The problem is we've got, another year and change before the November elections and a new Congress gets in. The fortunate thing is that we will have a new mayor in the city of New York come January 1, okay? And we have a new governor. I don't know. She seems to lean more to the left than to what I was hoping for.
Yep.
But you do have a change in leadership. And look, I think Joe Biden is really not long for this job. I mean, it's clear he's in decline and not capable of being president. The problem is that the vice president is not ready for prime time. I mean, she's not the brightest bulb in the box, and she's not ready to handle this job. So, you know, we're really in a very dangerous moment in this country, and I ask everybody to pray for our nation and our fellow Americans.
We'll get there. Monica, thanks so much for always taking the time to join us. Please come back soon. And
it's always a pleasure.
We appreciate it, Monica. Thanks for your overview always. Monica Crowley right there, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. And I honestly believe we will get there, but it is a tenuous time there like I've never seen before. And you see it, and you see it right before us. You see it exactly like Monica said. You could see what's happening and what's unfolding in this country, and yet they don't do anything. This government will not do anything about it. Let me go to Susan, if I may, in a great neck. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind this morning?
How are you? I agree with everything the marvelous Monica said. But the one thing that I think that we can do right now, all of your listeners, beyond prayer, beyond rage, is to whip out our checkbooks and support Larry Elder, because the left is absolutely going after him. They're terrified of him.
Yeah.
And if he wins, it is such a symbolic it's such a symbolic thing in addition to the practical. If he wins, it's a statement that so many people have had it. Now, I want people to support him. I want people to go to his website and support him. I'm just like everybody else. I'm not involved, you know, with his campaign or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm in such a rage over everything that's happening. I agree with Monica that everything that has happened as far as the choice, I think this administration is creating chaos. I don't know who. It's certainly not Biden. It's certainly not Harris. And it's very terrifying. But if we can get, at this point in time, right now, not even in a year from now, November 2022, right now, if Larry Elder wins, it is major. And that's all I want to say.
Susan, thank you. And well said. We will break, but I got it. I've been saying that from day one. As soon as when Larry was on the air with us, has to be a month ago, whenever he started running, a month ago, 6 weeks, whatever it was. And I said, timing, Larry, timing is everything. And he stopped. He said, yeah, timing. If I go in, I go in. And he's going in. And I'm telling you, and I said this, I used this phrase, it's a seismic shift in politics if Larry Elder wins. That's exactly right. Susan, that's what I've been saying for months, for at least 6 weeks now. Larry's a personal friend. I'm not as objective probably as I should be. But I know here's a guy who's so smart. He's from the tough area in Los Angeles. He can lead this. He could lead this nation out of its doldrums of the political takedown that we're experiencing in Washington. But then what in New York you can do it, and in New York City you can do it. You got to do almost a revolt vote. But Susan's right. If you're listening, as you do in California, just vote to recall. Gavin Newsom, and then you know what? You got to vote for Larry Elder is the guy. He is the guy, and he could change. And that's the start of a domino effect in a positive way across America. Hey, Joe on the radio, and Chad Wolf's going to join us momentarily. Michael Goodwin as well. Debbie Duhame's on the roads. Boy, it's pouring out there. Please be careful on the roads. Deb, how we doing this morning?
Yeah, use caution traveling today, and when you see that water, avoid it. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. Peninsula Boulevard is closed out in Woodmere. It's all due to an accident investigation. That whole area is shut down. Watch for slowdowns on the LIE westbound at Crooked Hill Road with an accident being cleared. Tough ride, Joe, this morning on the eastbound BQE heading up toward Atlantic Avenue, getting up through that construction zone. Delays go back down toward Fort Hamilton Parkway. Westbound BQE bumper to bumper past the LIE in toward the Brooklyn Bridge, getting out toward the construction zone as well. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the Cross Bronx. Stop and go traffic Cross Bronx West into the outbound George with construction there. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln's okay. Holland about 20 minutes into town. Garden State Parkway northbound, car fire burning up by exit 168, and on the Garden State Parkway north at 138 in Kenilworth, a collision over there. Rain today, heavy at times, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You need to build up your immune system, and I believe you can do it with Balance of Nature. Matter of fact, I really know that I'm confident that you can do it, because each daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, right? So what you got to do is just you go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code Joe. It's J-O-E. That's me. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. It's Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. It's that natural. I love this. I've been living with this for the longest time with Balance of Nature, and it has really, honestly, built up my immune system to a degree where I don't even want to think about it, because by the grace of God, I've been so healthy. But I attribute a lot of that to Balance of Nature. 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. You got to strengthen your immune system, especially with all the stress today. I could feel the stress, and I think you're feeling the same thing. When you see, look, whatever it is, whether it's like Al said, it's family, or whether it's politics, whatever it is, you need to build up your immune system. And then this from Balance of Nature, free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? Free shipping and 35% off. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. You can call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to receive this special radio offer, free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. But you got to use the promo code Joe.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. As many of you know, Buddy Foy Jr. and his wife Jen own the Chateau on the Lake in Bolton Landing, New York, on Lake George. It was the inspiration for their Food Network TV show, Summer Rush, which chronicled happenings at the chateau and the restaurants owned by Buddy's parents and brother. If you've never been, it's time to go, because they've received over 30 Diner's Choice Awards, the Wine Spectator's Award of Excellence, and have been named to the top 100 most romantic and top 100 most scenic in America. The lakefront is a spectacular way to dine, enjoying the magnificent beauty of Lake George. Open for 9 years, the Foys and their professional staff are passionate about food and people and are famous for serving delicious French-inspired cuisine in Italian portions. The Chateau on the Lake also has luxury rooms if you want to spend the night. For more details and to make a reservation, visit their website, thechateauonthelake.com. That's thechateauonthelake.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo telling you about Trinitas. So if you're worried about lung cancer, God forbid, instead of worrying, please go see my friends at Trinitas for a screening. If you're between 50 and 80 years old and you have a 20-pack year smoking history, even if you've quit in the past 15 years, it's no joke. It's time for a lung screening. Give them a call, all right? And this is no joke. I went and I had this done. By the way, low dose, painless, non-invasive, fast and easy. It takes, you know how long it takes? 30 seconds. Boom. I actually said, you got that already? Great. Thank God I was okay. So just check it out. It's 908-994-5984, right? 908-994-5984. Now, screenings are covered by most insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Just do it, please. You can count on Trinitas to take care of you. I know that firsthand. 908-994-5984. Call Trinitas today. Make an appointment. 908-994-5984.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Larry Elder is running for office, so Carl Jackson is running the show for now. Tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 926. Chad Wolf is the man, former acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Chad, welcome back to the show, sir. Awesome to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we're a little concerned. It's a tough day for all of us, Mr. Secretary, if I may. We don't know what's going on, who's coming across the border in the southern belt of the United States, please. And not only that, now the Afghans are coming in. Chad Wolf, is anybody really being vetted? Because we just plain don't trust this administration.
Well, I think there's definitely some concerns about the vetting that's ongoing with folks coming back from Afghanistan. And then we know along that southern border, there's very little vetting. But what I would say overall is that the administration, both in Afghanistan and on the southern border, these are two crises that didn't need to occur. These are crises that have been self-inflicted, meaning they've been developed and caused by actions taken by this administration. And I think that's significant, because what we're dealing with on a couple of different fronts are policy decisions, and there are very, very poor policy decisions that have been taken and now are impacting thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans. So, yes, there are definitely questions about the screening and vetting or lack thereof that is occurring today.
And New York City, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, Chad, New York City is anticipating Afghan refugees to arrive at JFK with a cargo building at the airport reportedly converted into a processing center that may be used as temporary housing. How are they going to be vetted? And now they're coming right to New York?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because this is the result of a very chaotic and disastrous withdrawal that we're seeing from Afghanistan and Kabul.
Yeah.
Ideally, these individuals would all be screened and vetted prior to arriving in the United States. I think we need to make sure that we have compassion for those that helped us. We have to balance that compassion with the security of the American people. And simply flying individuals here to the States and then doing security checks on the back end while they're already here, where some of them could move out of these facilities into the American population, is a risk I don't think that we should be taking. But again, this is a result of poor planning, poor execution of withdrawal. They should have been doing this months and months and months in advance. And as you can tell, because there was no planning. They're scrambling to try to get these facilities up and running. They're scrambling to try to vet these individuals. The SIV, which is a special immigrant visa vetting, usually takes months, if not years. We know that 80% of those that apply for this visa are rejected because they don't qualify for it. And now you have these thousands of folks here that are trying to apply and trying to be vetted. And we know that the vast majority of them will not apply.
And how many of these folks do you think are terrorists? You know firsthand, Chad Wolf, how's sneaky, and I'm being kind with that word, how sneaky these terrorists are and how underhanded they are. This is a distinct danger. I mean, could you put a percentage on how many do you think would be a danger to the United States, sir?
Well, I think a percentage is hard, but what I can tell you is that terrorists, bad individuals, and criminals all look for opportunity. They are opportunists. And so when you have a withdrawal like you do in Kabul and you're shoving thousands of folks on flights and getting them out of Afghanistan, you bet that our adversaries are going to try to take advantage of that. I think we've already seen that in the UK. DOD has already flagged some. CBP, which is our Customs and Border Protection, have already flagged individuals that probably should not have been on those planes. And again, it's the chaotic nature of which the withdrawal unfolded that we should have been doing those checks on the ground in Afghanistan before they ever got on the plane, before they were ever flown to the United States or our allies. And so it's, again, it's a shame, but we're going to continue to find, as we continue to vet these individuals that are in JFK or that are in Texas or elsewhere in Virginia, we're going to continue to find individuals that probably should not have been evacuated.
This is more, I guess, a statement, Chad Wolf, but it seems like, and this is what I'm feeling from the folks, as I always say, kind enough to listen to this program, sir. I'm feeling from them that this is a concerted effort on Washington just to dismantle America. We're trying to come up with a reason. Why, and is it votes? Do they want the Afghans in for votes like they're doing at the southern border? Chad Wolf, is that what this is about? We are so puzzled as a people why you would put us at risk. And we were just talking about it on the air. All of the red flags went up. Governor Kane, I said, well, the co-chair of the 9/11 Commission, warned us about exactly what's happening now. And it's unfolding before our eyes. And now that you did such a great job as the acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security, this guy Mayorkas, he's saying that he won't let Cubans in, but he's letting everybody come in with the virus to strategic cities across America. This is a real danger that we're in, Chad Wolf. Yes,
absolutely, and I believe that they fundamentally disagree with how to secure the homeland in the United States. And when it talks about, you know, we talk about the southern border and we talk about that illegal migration that we see there, their view is all of these individuals should be let into the country and let's figure it out. It's kind of the same philosophy that they're doing with a lot of folks from Afghanistan, which is we'll parole them into the country, right? So a lot of these individuals from Afghanistan they don't have their visa. They have no legal right to be here in the United States. And so what the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is doing is he's simply paroling all these individuals into the United States and trying to figure it out on the back end. There are some similarities here between Afghanistan and what's occurring on that southern border that they believe in an open borders policy. They want to have these individuals here in the country. They think we have a moral obligation. I believe that our first obligation is to American citizens and protecting them and making sure that they are safe and secure.
Jeez.
But they disagree with that, and they will tell you that they disagree with that.
And not to be dramatic here, Chad Wolf, kind enough to join us this morning, with the interception of the five missiles that were launched at the Kabul airport, do we have to, as the United States, as a country now, do we have to have the CRAM technology based in major cities like New York because we are now terrorist targets and because of the absolute chaos that is happening? Are we going to have to start arming ourselves against terror in this regard to our major cities across America, Chad?
Well, I hope not. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope that we'll have some cooler heads prevailing here. But we are undoubtedly less safe today than we have been in recent history because of some of these actions, not only on the southern border, but in Afghanistan.
Yes,
I think you have, whether it's the Taliban, ISIS-K, or other terrorist groups, you are going to see over the next several months just reconstitute themselves in Afghanistan. And whether they can reach the homeland or not, I think that is still to be seen. But I think the probability and likelihood has just increased tenfold. And so, yes, we have to now be concerned about, you know, terrorist events here in the homeland, where we really haven't had those in the last decade or more. Most of that terrorism has taken place overseas, away from American citizens. I think that dynamic is changing now, unfortunately, and we're going to have to be concerned about that.
And Chad, we'll let you go, sir. We appreciate your time, but doesn't it count? I mean, this is just me talking, man. It's like, doesn't it count when you have someone in power who kind of exudes fear into these cockroaches that just attack regular citizens? I mean, if you have someone strong in power, you know the mindset of a terrorist acting as the head of Homeland Security. They have fear if you show power and you show strength, correct?
Absolutely. It's about leadership. We can't really say that enough. And different people believe that, you know, leadership comes in different flavors here. But what you're talking about, Joe, is absolutely correct. Our enemies must fear us. They must fear the might of the U.S. military and that we take. And they don't, we embolden them. And it's clear that they don't. It's clear when you leave hundreds of thousands of pieces of military equipment behind, you know, Taliban controls more territory, more money, and more weaponry than they did on 9/11. And when you embolden them like that, this is the result of that. But whether it's President Trump, you know, it was certainly President Reagan back in the day as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Our adversaries feared these individuals and what the U.S. could do to them, and we simply don't have that today.
Chad Wolf, great conversation, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary, for joining us. And please come back soon, Chad. Appreciate it very much, my friend.
Right,
thank you. Chad Wolf right there, former acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We'll take a break with Al, and then we're coming back with Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. You don't want to miss this great journalist in Michael Goodwin. Right now, Al Gattulo has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio's office has kicked off an outreach campaign to help businesses prepare for the indoor mask mandate that begins on September 13th. The city will begin enforcement of the mandate that requires proof of vaccination against the coronavirus for indoor dining, performances, and working out. Among other resources, the city will provide businesses with posters explaining the mandate and how citizens can get vaccinated. Industry officials say they hope the mandate will avoid another shutdown of restaurants. Governor Murphy says his administration is working hard to get the coronavirus vaccination rate up for teenagers in New Jersey. The school year is starting, and Murphy is pushing to get more eligible students vaccinated. Murphy also told Fox 5 yesterday his staff is working aggressively with counties and municipalities where vaccination numbers are low. Murphy says all the school districts have a plan to go remote if there is an outbreak. In sports, Yankees lost their fourth straight, second in a row to the Angels 6-4. The Mets, though, they swept their doubleheader with the Marlins 6-5 the first game, 3-1 in the nightcap. In today's game between the Mets and Marlins postponed due to the rain, the game will be made up on Tuesday, September 28th as part of a single admission doubleheader. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway North at 138. It's an accident blocking a lane. It's really busy right now on 18 southbound, getting to that merge with Route 1 in New Brunswick. Everything closed with a serious accident there. Traffic moving slowly on 21 southbound at Mill Street into Belleville. They're just cleaning up a collision. Inbound GWB 25 minutes into the upper, better to the lower level. Outbound George Washington Bridge, upper and lower construction until 2:30 this afternoon. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland still about 15 in from both approaches. A lot of traffic here on the eastbound BQE as you get up and out toward Atlantic Avenue through that new construction zone. Westbound BQE, bumper to bumper down toward Atlantic Ave as well. Prepare for heavy traffic in both directions. Grand Central Parkway westbound at the BQE, a collision there. And the LIE eastbound up by Maurice Avenue, an overturned truck just cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, heavy at times, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Odds are you're hiring to free up time, not lose more. With Indeed, you get the platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and say you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Telling you about this is this, look at I get so, I almost choked because I was so excited. The My Slippers are spectacular for My Pillow. The My Slippers, forget about it, as we say. Now, Mike Lindell's taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They're designed to wear indoor and out all day long. And they're made with the My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. These are spectacular. I'm telling you, I've got them. I wear them. And they look like shoes, regular shoes, you know? And they're comfortable more than I could possibly tell you. My Slippers. Now, check this out. For a limited time, you know, Mike always thinks about you, and he loves radio. I keep telling you that. And he loves you for listening to radio. Now he's offering 50% off. 50% off his new My Slippers. You got to get them now. My Slippers are so comfortable. You want to get them for the whole family. I'm telling you, 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Promo code is Joe P. That's me. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Joe P. You'll also get incredible discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, which I have. I have everything. I'm like Piscopo Pillow. I really am. I love all the products from Mike. And when he gives you these great deals, you got to jump on it now. 800-651-0798. My Slippers, 50% off. You can go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
If there's one word to describe dating in New York City, it's exhausting. Endless swiping on dating apps gets you nowhere. In our fast-paced world, it can be a daunting thing finding that someone special. But fear not. Elite Connections International is there to take the reins and help you find the love of your life. Elite Connections International is the premier dating agency in New York City with 27 years of unparalleled success and an A-plus business rating. Thousands of couples have been matched and are happily married. Meet their professional matchmakers and find the person you've been searching for. Family-owned and operated since 1994, Elite Connections International can connect you with New York's exclusive singles. They can find you someone special that matches your specific preferences and dating needs. Give Elite Connections International a call today. 800-923-4200. That's 800-923-4200. Or email them at info@eliteconnections.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, Michael Goodwin. He is standing by. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I tell you, I had such a great time in Wisconsin with Captain Frank and driving around in a Route 22 Toyota. It was literally a Route 22 Toyota. It was a Toyota from Route 22. Why do I sound like Jackie Mason all of a sudden? Well, Captain Frank, it was his Toyota, and he was kind enough to take me from Oshkosh to Kenosha on Sunday, right? And we had a big show, and I tell you, the car was great, and he kept telling me how great Alex Kinsella is. I'm in the middle of Wisconsin, and he's saying, Route 22 Toyota, Joe, I'm telling you, thank you. Great deal. And my sister Carol went, and she bought her second car from Route 22 Toyota, and Al as well. So you get 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases for qualified buyers. You don't have to deal with dummies. The state-of-the-art service center is spectacular. Would you start with this phone number, please? 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You call for details and make sure you tell them that you heard, you know, Joe Piscopo on the radio. That's me. 855-621-9949. And you will not have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Goodwin, I tell you, he's the guy. He is the chief political columnist for the New York Post and one of the great remaining journalists in this country. Michael, welcome back to the show. So appreciate your time, my friend.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Well, you know, again, I feel so obligated. It's a responsibility being on the radio Michael. I wish I was, you know, when I'm on the road, I could sleep till like 11 or noon, Michael. You know what I'm saying? And every time I get up so early, I go, you know, I've got to go on the air because it's so wrong. Everything's so backwards. I feel a responsibility. And then it's great. And it gives us great solace, Michael Goodwin, when we look to your articles and we see the headline in the midst of a White House breakdown. Please give us your breakdown of this breakdown, if you would, Michael.
Well, I think, Joe, when we look back at the Biden administration as a whole, you know, starting in January, but even if you go back to the campaign, you see that where we are now, what has happened since Joe Biden became president is just disappointing, disheartening, distressing. And as I write in the column, a lot of the concerns about his frailties, what Barack Obama said about him privately, that don't underestimate his ability to screw things up. He didn't say the word screw. He used a more colorful expression. And Robert Gates' assessment that Joe Biden had been wrong about every foreign policy and national security issue in four decades. Wrong about everything. And this was supposed to be an area where Biden was an expert. And so my thesis is a lot of these concerns that people had of varying degrees of left and right are now being crystallized by what's happened in Afghanistan. And so when Biden, sets this arbitrary deadline, he has lied repeatedly about our allies. He has lied about the facts on the ground. I mean, his speech yesterday was just baloney, pure baloney. I mean, he called it a success.
Yeah.
How can you? It's like you lose the World Series, but you're somehow in your mind, you're still champion. I mean, yeah. you lost not only 13 American servicemen. Mm. You left behind enemy lines, hundreds, if not more, American citizens who wanted out. You left behind tens of thousands of Afghans, many of whom worked for the United States and were guaranteed protection from the Taliban. And you armed the Taliban by leaving behind billions of dollars worth of armaments and ammunition. So you have, in effect, betrayed the principles of your office, and you call this a victory. So, as I say, I look at all of this, and I say, this doesn't add up. This doesn't make sense. I mean, something's got to give here, and The Post headline writers judiciously called it a breakdown, but I think that's the right word. Something's really wrong here, and it cannot continue this way.
Yeah, well, we're concerned. I know you're so common sense, as I try to be, but I know I speak on behalf of so many listeners, Michael, who say, there's so many blunders from the border to the inner cities, right. The black on black crime. These Democrats, and I know you're a Democrat. I'm a former lifelong Democrat. The mantra has always been to help those less fortunate than ourselves there, but for the grace of God go all of us. And we try to help out those in the stressed areas of the United States. The Democrats have just turned their back completely on the inner cities of America. One thing after another, the virus coming in, strategically placing people with the virus in different cities that are coming across the board. One blunder after another. People are asking, is Joe Biden compromised by, like, and this is a dramatic statement, this is Piscopo, not Michael Goodwin, but it maybe I always feel like President Xi's on the phone with this guy. I mean, you know, not to make fun of it, but it's like he's getting his orders from someone who hates America and wants to take it down. And I think that's the way most people feel these days, Michael.
I agree with you, Joe. I mean, we don't, you know, the question of who is making these decisions, I talk about in my column, a friend of mine who is very well connected, Democrat, basically has known Biden for many, many years and hasn't talked to him recently, but asked someone else he knows in the inner circle who's making these decisions? Who has appointed this very mediocre central staff? And the answer came back, well, it's not Biden, which, of course, raises the question, well, then who in the heck is it?
Yeah.
Who's naming people to be Secretary of State and National Security Advisor and Domestic Policy Advisor? Who's making these choices if not the president? And so there is a mystery at the heart of it. I agree with you that there is something. I mean, that mystery gives voice in people saying, as you did, you know, I know somewhat jokingly, but is the president of China calling the shots in the White House? I mean, others would say, is it AOC? Is it Bernie Sanders? I mean, who's making these policy and personnel decisions? I mean, who decided that we had to leave Afghanistan by September 11th? That was going to be a triumph day. And then someone said, well, Mr. President, that might not be a good day. You know, it's kind of a somber day. We might not want to have a ticker tape parade that day. And they said, okay, August 31st. It's just an arbitrary date. It's just didn't have to be. And from that arbitrary date and the arbitrary setting of the number of troops came all of the disaster that we saw and that will continue. Even though the reporters have left Afghanistan, what is going to happen there now with the Taliban, I think we can say with great confidence, is going to be a nightmare for the people who have any, not just association with the West, but any inclination to adopt Western values such as women going to school, women working. I mean, these are curses for the Taliban. And this idea that somehow they're a different organization than they were 20 years ago when they hosted al-Qaeda for the attacks on 9/11, it's fantasy. It's not true. The Taliban, as that old football commercial, we know who they are. They are who we knew they were. And that's who the Taliban is. But Joe Biden decided not to see that.
Amen. You got to check out Michael Goodwin, New York Post, in particular this great article. And Michael, reading here from your article, after when Biden, addressed the nation after we lost those our 13 military heroes, Michael Goodwin writes here, near tears at one point, Biden was seen hunched over the podium, clutching his briefing binder with both hands, his face a sea of grief. My first thought, Michael writes, was that he looked like a beaten man. My second thought was that beaten men make terrible presidents and disastrous commanders in chief. Amen. Michael, you are just so eloquent with your words, and we take great solace in them, and we appreciate it more than we could tell you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michael Goodwin right there in the midst of a White House breakdown. Michael Goodwin in the New York Post. Joe on the radio, 951. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you take it out to 84 westbound exit 9 in Newtown over in Connecticut. It's a jackknife tractor trailer. Definitely want to keep the speeds down today with this bad weather. Let's go out to the Meadowbrook northbound by Hempstead Turnpike. An accident blocking a lane there. Northern State westbound at 106.7. It looks like a collision as well. Still tough on the BQE in both directions through Atlantic Avenue, getting out through the construction zone. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic as well as you take a ride over to the Cross Island southbound by the Grand Central with a collision. That's an unauthorized tractor-trailer as well. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Looking for advice on the home buying process? Tune into Ion Real Estate for the best tips and analysis. Get everything you need to know every Saturday morning at 10 from Douglas Elliman's Vice Chair, Dottie Herman, and her team of experts. Stay up to date with the latest trends and news in the tricky waters of real estate.
Hi, Dottie. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Madeline. Quick question. I live in a co-op on the Upper East Side, and my neighbor hasn't been there in months, but her children have been staying in the apartment, and it seems to be that they're partying every night. Should I try and discuss this with my neighbor or go directly to my co-op board?
You should always discuss it with the party that you're having a problem with first. Never go to litigation. litigation until you've at least discussed it with the person, and hopefully you'll be able to resolve it before you have to go to litigation. Of course, if you can't, then litigation is an option.
Tune in every Saturday as Dottie and her team of experts offer listeners free advice on the mortgage and home buying process. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or shop Tempur-Pedic and save up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect through 2 p.m. tomorrow. Cloudy with heavy rain from tropical rainstorm Ida today and tonight. There can also be a thunderstorm at some point this afternoon and evening. Significant flooding is likely. Some roads may become impassable. Our high today, 73, then breezy and turning cooler tonight, low 60 to 64. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to sunshine. Breezy, much less humid, high 73. Friday, more sun than clouds. A nice day, the high 74. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I want to tell you about Relief Factor one last time before we make way to Mike Gallagher. Mike knows about Relief Factor. Dr. Gorka, Larry Elder, you know, we're all so grateful to the good folks at Relief Factor. Matter of fact, I have a nice Zoom meeting with all our Relief Factor friends today, and I look forward to chatting with them, because anybody who can get me out of pain and for it to be 100% drug-free, I love. I just love that, you know? It allows me to be active. I still can't figure it out. I don't want to even think about it. I don't want to jinx it. But because if you move your arm up, you know, and sometimes you would have the pain in your arm, as silly as that sounds, it's just from overwork and, for me, over-exercise throughout the year, and I don't have the pain, and that's because I'm taking Relief Factor, in my opinion. I'm so grateful for that. I got to tell you something. You know, it allows me to be active like I want to be, and you can be as well. And you could try to see if it works for you with the 3-week quick start. That's only $19.95. I keep telling you this. All right, let me give you the number. 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. You go to relieffactor.com. Say bye-bye to pain. Say hello to relief, but do it today, okay? Because I know you're going to put it off. I'll call. And then I'll see you, and you go, does that really work, Joe? I'm telling you, for me, it really works miraculously. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, making way to Mike Gallagher. It's all right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired.
Bruce, I know. Joe, you should play Bruce. Politically, I know you may disagree, but still, great song. And of course, Joseph Bealey. No, Joseph Bealey will know this. Al, I know you. You know who directed that video? Do you know? Yeah, that video when that was you.
I know.
Oh, this is gonna drive me crazy now.
No, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I know who it is.
Go ahead,
Brian De Palma.
That's it. Very good. Can you? Isn't that wild? Brian De Palma actually recorded and that video and shot that video. Way back when. Hey, Joe on the radio, Joe Sebelia, great show. Thank you for your diligence. We appreciate it, my friend.
Sure.
Albert, thank you, my friend, as well. Stay cool, stay calm. And Debbie, we love you. Do not despair. We will get there. But we have to stay on our game now more than ever. And I love you. I love your patriotism. God bless you. Make it a great day. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.